Great Big Sucking Thing, written by Ainsley and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. John knew better, usually, than to let himself be talked into ferrying Rigel to a nearby commerce planet. But a break from Moya had seemed like a good idea at the time. He was beginning to think there was no such thing as a good idea in this galaxy. "Rigel, I don't see the planet," John said. "It's right there." No, it's not. And my eyes are a lot younger than yours, Sparky. Plus, you're not even looking." "You're the one flying this thing. That's your job." John pointed to Rigel, then to the patch of floor beside where John stood. "Rigel, here, now, show me the planet." Sighing, as if put out by the effort, Rigel hovered over and peered out. "You must have steered us wrong. Fix it." He turned and went away, muttering, "Stupid yachts," almost, but not quite inaudibly. John silently congratulated himself on resisting the urge to throttle the little twerp before returning to situation assessment. "Pilot?" he asked.
"Yes, Commander."
"Why am I not seeing the planet?"
"It seems to have vanished."
"The planet vanished?"
"Yes."
"Let me see if I understand this," John said, gesticulating for his own benefit. "There was a planet here 2 hours ago, and now it doesn't exist."
"Correct."
"Ha! Take that, your royal flatulence," John muttered, with a bit of an evil grin on his face.
"Excuse me?"
"Not you, pilot. Is there any sign that the planet was here? Any asteroids? Other debris?"
"Not that I can detect. Wait, Moya is detecting some sort of anomaly."
"What kind of anomaly? Animal? Vegetable? Mineral?"
"I do not know. I will tell you as soon as we have more data."
"Okay. Thanks, pilot." John walked over to Rigel, poked him, and said, "So, buddy, looks like you're not going to be trading any snurched goods today, unless you know how to make planets reappear." Rigel glared at him. "What the—"
"John," pilot's transmission cut off Rigel's protests. "Moya detects a particularly strong gravity field where the planet was."
"You're telling me we've blown into a black hole and the planet got sucked into the event horizon?" John looked torn, and suddenly still. He had an up-close view of a black hole, a dream scenario for any theoretical physicist. On the other hand, he had an up-close view of a supermassive black hole.
"There's nothing about that phenomenon with these characteristics in Moya's library, so I do not know," pilot said, speaking more rapidly than normal. "Wait," he continued, after almost no pause. "This data makes sense if a sizable number of micro-black holes are being pulled into the larger one."
"Fuck." John took the controls, turned the pod around rapidly, and opened the throttle. "We'll be right back. Can you use the tractor beam thing to get us there faster?"
"Do you mean the docking web?"
"Yes, that," he replied, waving his hand. "Just hurry." John concentrated on flying the pod, and hoped they weren't too close to the event horizon to escape it.
"Commander," said pilot, speaking even more rapidly. "I tried pulling you in with the docking web 4 times, but the gravity collapsed the web. Now you are too far away to be reached by it."
4 times? You tried 4 times in less than a minute."
"What was that, John? You are talking very slowly."
John swore floridly under his breath as he realized just how very screwed he and Rigel were. Time was passing at noticeably different rates on the 2 ships, though they were only a few 1,000 meters apart.
"Get Moya away from here now! We're being sucked in too fast! Go!"
"We cannot just abandon you, John. You are part of Moya's crew, and she does not want to leave you." Pilot's speech returned to normal. "I adjusted the comms to correct for the time difference. Rigel and I will be dead in a few hours. You can't let Moya risk her baby for us." The Dominar's head popped up suddenly. "Dead?
What is this about dead? He interjected. There has to be something we can do to help, Pilot said.
Not now, Rigel. Pilot, I don't think there is. But I'll brainstorm. Get as far as you can, but don't leave comms range just yet.
Rigel, deflected as long as he would allow, repeated his question. What do you mean, dead?
The planet you insisted on visiting? Was sucked into a black hole. They're like Dysons. Nothing escapes those suckers. Everything is pulled in and eventually collapses.
It was just there.
I guess it's the black hole to end all black holes. And this one's sucking in a bunch of hoovers with it. Maybe if you weren't in such a hurry, Pilot would have detected the gravity field before we left Moya, said John, pacing as much as possible in the space.
But even flying as fast as the pod can go, we're not moving fast enough to break out.
There has to be some way to fix it.
If you'd be quiet for a minute, maybe I could think.
Well, fine, Rigel turned away, muttering. All I wanted was something to eat other than those frelling stale food cubes.
John paused in his pacing, not being quiet yet. And I didn't want to come out here in the first place, he resumed his walking. I for damn certain didn't ask to get trapped in an episode of Stargate.
He stopped abruptly, mid-step. Pilot, are you there?
Yes, John. Did you have an idea?
Is Moya currently able to starburst?
She's uncertain, but she's willing to try.
Explain the risks. She'll have to get pretty close to us to pull us in with the starburst wake, and that's dangerous enough without being pregnant.
Moya is unwilling to abandon you and the Domina.
Moya appeared outside the window, a handful of metres away at that moment. Blue energy flowed along the hull as she prepared to rescue them. A little while later, safely out of gravity's crushing grip, John and Rigel docked the transport pod back onto Moya.
Pilot, will you please tell Moya thank you from us, and let her know that Rigel owes her a favour?
Sputtering, Rigel said.
What? Why me?
You were the one that got her into this, Sparky. We all could have died because of your quest for something else to eat.
Those stale food cubes are good eats, even if they taste like Dren.
Fine, fine, Rigel turned towards his quarters.
Yes, Pilot. Let Moya know how much I appreciate it.
Near-death experiences apparently meant Rigel stopped complaining about food. For a few days, at least. It was something.